Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Rose Spearman. I've been charged $59.89, it says on my email, for a subscription that I did not authorize.
Okay, Ms. Spearman, verify for me, please, your address.
800 Lafayette Street, Elmira, New York.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, I was able to locate the account. It looks like you completed a survey or entered in a contest.
It's nothing and
you,
I signed up for.
Selected a mixer.
I never signed up for a subscription for anything. So you need to refund my $59.89.
You did complete a contest, correct, for a mixer?
Probably not.
What do you mean probably not?
Well, I don't know.
Did
I didn't sign up for a subscription for $59.
I understand. But did you complete did you enter in a contest or complete a survey for a mixer?
Maybe, yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's either you did. I mean, when you say maybe. Okay.
I did not sign up for a subscription to anything.
I understand. But I first have to understand if you signed up to receive a mixer. You said maybe, yes. Okay.
Yes.
So you did sign up to receive a mixer. And in addition to that, in the disclosure of the terms and conditions, it also mentioned a meal plan app, which provide you with nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that. Now, I can lower the cost by $20.
No, I never signed up for that. You can forget the mixer. You can forget the subscription that I didn't sign up for.
I understand. That information, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions. I will cancel out the account. One moment. And then I can provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay.
It's C like Charles, 920-595-529.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, in reference to a refund, because of this disclosure of the terms and conditions, we do have a strict refund policy. I'm only able to credit 75% back to the account because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for.
There was nothing that I saw on the, when I signed up for the mixer, there was absolutely nothing about this subscription. So you need to refund the $59.89.
Yes, it was in the disclaimer.
It was not.
I am able to at least credit 75% back.
And what is that?
$44.91.
All right, I'll go through the bank and have them declare it fraud and get the rest of it.
Okay, well, it's not fraud.
Yes, it is.
What will happen, so your bank will provide you with a temporary credit pending the investigation. And
mm-hmm.
then based on, you know, the disclosure of the terms, they will probably realize the charge is valid. They'll take the funds back and tell you to contact
us. It's not valid. It's fraud.
Well, it's not fraud. You just misunderstood
yes,
what
is.
You signed up for.
No,
I can
I
place you.
I did not.
I can place you on a brief hold, and then I'll submit this information over to corporate. One moment. And I'm still here waiting for a response. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did get approval to provide you with a full refund. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.